What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man.
Hey, girl.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Was I sent to yell, hey girl,
hey, girl,
at the start of the Zoom for Bears Matt Nagy press conference for OTAs. Media availability today. Back in the day, I was a Bears reporter down the dial. And my first several years spent on this radio station, ESPN 1000, when I was first hired in 1998 when ESPN purchased AM 1000, I was hired to be the Bears beat guy. And I was from 98 to 2003.
Put me on. I got a hot Bears nug.
So I took out my press hat again. And I told you on the air yesterday, I've said this, that I have two guys I want to ask direct questions to. Direct.
Just like, only two guys.
Two guys right now, okay?
Like, one is the president. Do UFOs exist?
Oh, well, that's true, of course. But I don't know. Does the president know? Are they hiding stuff?
I don't know.
So I want to ask Matt Nagy directly or Ryan Pace directly. No, like, with no outs. I want to know, did you or didn't you promise Andy Dalton that he would be the starting quarterback on opening day?
Mark Silverman from ESPN 1000 isn't going to get an opportunity to ask that question in 2021.
So, let's backtrack, though, a little bit. Okay. So the request has been put in on the show to get Matt Nagy on the show. And usually Matt does come on the show.
He does.
He did not go on. He recently went on with Cap and Hoodie. Jay Hood. Yeah. That question was not asked. I also want to ask Jed Hoyer, are you trying to win the World Series this year? I think, like, just plain and simple, Jed, is the goal for the 2021 Cubs to win the World Series? All right, so two things I want to ask newsmakers in this town to put my reporter hat on. So after I've been turned down numerous times to have Matt Nagy on the show, and we have great conversations with Matt. When I've met Matt away from, you know, Hallis and at restaurants, we have great conversations. He's been great to my kids. Told you last year on draft day, 2020, after I went public with my diagnosis for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, he called me on draft day. Like, there they are. They're ready to draft. Now, they didn't have a first-round pick.
Why are you giving me so much trouble about Mitch and not using him correctly?
He called me and he said, you know, we're all with you. And it what a guy. He's a great guy.
Great guy.
I still want to know.
Well, you can still have a relationship and acknowledge he's a great guy, be constructively critical when you need to be, and point out the good things when those things happen.
And I'm telling you, so then I brought it up on the air yesterday. Okay, there's a Zoom call today. I've always watched these on the Bears' Twitter handle. After, you always make fun of me. Sylvie likes a good press conference.
Likes a good press conference. I think he gets... never mind. We just did a podcast, and I was able to say some things there that
almost get twisted?
Yeah, I almost did. I almost forgot where I was.
That has dropped on the ESPN Chicago app. If it hasn't dropped exactly now, it will sometime today.
Let's just say you used to get very excited sitting at home or wherever you're at watching a good press conference.
Right, like after the Bears play on a Sunday, I go right away. I put on the televisions, the Red Zone's on, and so is the next game on free TV. But I have my phone out or my computer out because I want to hear what Matt Nagy says about, hey, what happened on this play? Why did he make that call? Why did he didn't run the ball? Why he didn't do this? I want to know those answers for the show the next day. So I always watch it. So I said, they have a Zoom call today. And we talked about it on the air that I was going to come to work today. And I was going to sign in. I didn't know how this works on the link where I raise my hand and ask a question. Abdallah, did I not text you this morning too saying, hey, let's make sure we got our I's dotted and T's crossed. Am I able to get on there? Sign in as me.
Yeah, you said, Adam, log in for me. You said, make sure I can log in.
You're a great technology guy.
You should have contacted me, Abdallah, immediately, and I would have suggested to you, make sure that you have a bald cap and you sign in under David Kaplan or even Don Pearson. Because if you sign in under Mark Silverman with a bald bulging vein in your neck with staples in your head.
It wasn't awesome.
And you're screaming about it starts at the top. You're not going to get a question. So you lost the battle before it started.
So I'm all excited. You know, I the heart's going a little bit. And Waddle's leaving the office. Waddle doesn't want anything to do with any of this.
Your little reindeer games. No, I don't.
Waddle has left the office just so he's not even attached to the stench. Yeah. Reminds me of the old Vinny Del Negro interview.
I still got to live in this town.
He's like, what am I getting myself into with this boob? D Rose at the end of the game, Vinny. And you just nervously laugh. So you're out of the office.
Yep.
Everyone's leaving me alone. And they call for a 1 o'clock press conference. So I'm signed in at 12:48. I want to make sure the technology is right. I want to make sure I'm on.
What place in line are you at that point?
I think I was first. I noticed my hand was up first.
Yeah.
And then I saw Colleen Kane's hand from the Tribune go up next. All right. So we're there early. Like, I was there 10 minutes before they even let you into the room. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get the old Zoom, everyone's using Zoom.
That's kind of stalking behavior as well. Probably
portends poorly
for the question that's about to be presented.
So I got the old school hat on. It says press on the front.
Yeah.
I'm signed in, and of course the Bears aren't on time. So I'm there at 12:48. They don't even start at 1 like they're supposed to. They start at like 1:15.
Justin Fields is outside throwing dimes, dropping dimes everywhere. Of course you're going to be late.
And that's all that matters, really. Right. As long as Justin Fields is great. Yeah.
You're full red ass. I'm in red ass mode.
You're not half. So I'm there. My hand is up.
Maybe they didn't see it.
And they called on everybody. And not only did they not call on me, one of the administrators then lowered my hand for me. And Abdallah noticed it. Abdallah texted me. What happened to your hand? Your hand's not up. I didn't touch anything. I'm waiting in line. I'm watching. I'm taking notes. I'm all ready, so I re-raise my hand again.
What are you taking notes on at that point?
Well, you're writing down things that you're saying. The Fields. They talked about Justin Fields today. His deep ball, like you said, about what he's going over with Flip, that they're repeating all the lingo.
But none of that had anything to do with the question you were about to drop on him.
It's back on. A couple more questions happen. This is still going on. My hand's up.
Mr. Cotter.
That's an old reference. The Mr. Cotter. What is it? Horseshack?
Welcome back, Cotter.
Yeah, welcome back, Cotter.
Or was it Epstein? Was it Epstein that used it? I thought it was Arnold Horseshack.
Yeah. Wasn't it?
Or was it maybe Epstein?
I don't
know. It could have been the John Travolta character as well. Vinnie Barbarino.
We're talking about mid-70s, aren't we? Late 70s.
Isn't that when you last covered the Bears?
And then, all right, so it's getting late in the game, and Weeder's called, and Biggs is called, and Colleen Kane is called.
You're driving, by the way, too, during this.
Yeah.
He's got the phone stand on his dash so he can drive. He can multitask. You're prepared.
I even wrote down my question so I wouldn't lose thought, you know? And Patrick Finley's asking about vaccines, and Deion Miller's asking about not Zooming and teaching, and all these questions are being asked.
Okay, let me ask you a question, though. Knowing the business the way you did, business is different now than it was then, but these are people that cover the team every single day.
Fine.
Were you okay with just being shuffled to the back?
Get the beat guys. Let them ask their questions.
And then come to the deadbeat guy last.
But I have taken time out of my day.
Yeah.
I have a direct question for the coach who I have requested for this show to join us so we could ask him a direct question. Was Andy Dalton promised the starting job on opening day? Not in minicamp. Not in training camp, but does Justin Fields have no shot to win the opening day job because someone made a promise to Andy Dalton? I was ready to go, and then all of a sudden, the guy running the show said,
"All right, we got time for two more. We're going to go Mike Berman. We're going to close out with Jason Leisure."
Yeah. No, not only did they not call me, he had to stick it in my face. It was like he was doing a Dikembe, like he was posing. After it was a bat flip. He was like, Silverman over there.
All right, we got time for two more. We're going to go Mike Berman. We're going to close out with Jason Leisure.
Or did he show you professional courtesy to allowed you to leave the room with your dignity as opposed to staying online and then all of a sudden being just dropped off. He could have given you, he gave you the heads up that you ain't getting in.
Did you see my reaction to Black and Abdallah? You guys were watching it, and I guess you can see everyone.
Yeah, I saw you close out real quick.
I got up. I was not happy, and I still am mad. I mean, look, let me know. My hands up. If you don't want the question, if you don't want Bears fans to know if their prized rookie has no chance to start on opening day, opening night, because it's the Sunday night game against the Rams. If you don't want that, let me know, and I'll happily go along my day. But to show up early, to wait this thing out, and then to just, because we're not doing things in person, and this goes, Dan and I were texting Weider, where back in the day, before Zoom and everything, the press conferences is just whoever yells.
Free for all.
It yells their question first, right? And that's where I would do well at.
I
could yell.
I would say, oh, you haven't lost that talent.
Yeah.
I would suggest to you that in all seriousness, this is also a look inside the world of teams now managing the message more than ever. And some of it is a residual from the pandemic. Some of it is their desire to continue to want to have full control of what's being asked and what's being answered as much as they can. It's the reason why, I mean, we've seen this over the course of time. Even before the pandemic, things changed. The pandemic, look, at some point, I would assume that they would open up. I mean, what's for a good meeting between the coach and the members of the press outdoors? After practice, I mean, that was standard, wasn't it? After certain days?
And look, and you just say your question, and he stands there anymore.
Is that not going to happen this year?
No, and I don't think so. And again, I know a lot of the fans probably couldn't give two you-know-whats about this. But I think they're important questions for the fan base. Like, if we want to know, just tell us. Does Justin Fields not have a chance to win the job on opening day because of some silly-ass promise the general manager or head coach made to get Andy Dalton to sign here as opposed to Denver or somewhere else? That's all I want to know. Like, what? Don't hide that from us. Just tell us. Justin doesn't even have a chance because we decided to give some stupid-ass promise to Andy Dalton, a replacement-level quarterback at the age of 33.
Weren't the odds on Sylvie actually asking a question was like DeGrom against the Orioles? It was like minus 270.
He gets no run support. So.
Minus 270.
Yeah.
I was going to get that question answered.
Abdallah and I sit here every day, and we've been on these Zooms each and every day throughout the pandemic. So I would say we consume 70% of all the Zooms that have taken place in this city since the pandemic started. I thought your chances were very low, Sylvie, to get a question, and this is why.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Do you believe if he would have stolen the identity of a David Kaplan or a Don Pearson, would they have allowed his question to go through?
Perhaps because it would have been funny, and then you also probably would have made the late local news on many channels, right? Yeah. Like if you had a little bald cap on, and you were it said David Kaplan, but clearly it was Sylvie in his office.
Local radio boob, ask his question.
Yeah, it would have been cute. It would have been nice. We would have got
you could have been Brad Palmer. You could have gone with the same thing.
I don't think any of them remember Brad.
Well, Sylvie, I've got good news for you.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got good news for you. Next week.
Okay.
Tuesday.
I'm not doing it again.
No, you are.
You have to.
No, yes, you are. You have to put it. You got
to
put in the legwork.
I'm showing up at 12:10 now.
No, they're always late.
So I think that was the first mistake, is assuming that they would be on time.
Here's the beauty of this. This is what we can do. Next week, veteran mini camp.
Perfect.
So none of this. Veteran mini camp. So we've got Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Availability every day?
The availability.
3 days.
This will be a good thing.
2 days during the show.
Oh, that's great.
So two days, Sylvie will go into another room with a laptop.
Can we set it up here and just on the air?
You can't broadcast it.
I'll have it here.
Yeah, but your question would then be broadcast.
Because you know that some of them listen. So now they're going to know you're broadcasting live. They won't do it.
You better change your name.
No, we could put you in the studio. We'll get you a computer. We'll set you up. We'll continue the show rolling, but we'll check in with you. We'll come over. We'll give you a phone or whatever to connect you through to the show.
We'll bring you water and food if you need it.
And we'll monitor you trying to get your question in. I think it could be a good thing.
Tuesday and Wednesday at 4 o'clock.
This will be good. How long will the Bears stiff arm me like they're Walter Payton? You know, the good old stiff arm.
Unless you're willing to change your identity, I think this could last a while.
I'm not asking anything like off base.
So just for everyone up at Hallis Hall, Sylvie wants to know the answer to that question and the exact date when Ryan Pace's contract is up.
Yeah, those are the two questions.
You should answer the two questions. That'll be your follow-up.
Brad Palmer here.
Brad Palmer used to be the ABC 7 Bears beat guy.
Legendary guy in this town. Look it up. Google it.
I know, but not everyone. We have a lot.
Google it.
He's been retired for nearly 15 years.
When I say Brad Palmer, Google it.
332-3776. There is some good news. Legit Bears good news. Justin Fields is looking good. You'll hear the details about that. We got Cubs talk. We got Sox talk. Amazing night of baseball last night. It's all coming up on Waddle and Sylvie.
It's a lot better than the 10 Zoom meetings you've been on today.
This may take a couple of days, maybe more.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000 and listen to Waddle and Sylvie on Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Don't get me down. You're going to get me down with your baseball etiquette.
Look, you can do whatever you want.
Except when I tell you that you can't.
Let me lay it out before you jump on me, all right? I'm going to take a look at something, too. So, last night's game was as advertised. Sox and Blue Jays do it again tonight. Like, the Blue Jays are a great offensive team. It's been really tough for them, too. Like, again, they don't have a home. Showman was on earlier. Yeah. Like,
unbelievable, right? So, aren't they in Buffalo now?
Yeah, so their record is 30-28.
Without a home.
You know, without a home, and I believe they have a better road record than home record.
And if I heard Showman correctly today, their schedule has been ridiculously difficult.
Yeah, and the East is great.
Right, and they've played all of those teams. Like, they haven't played the Orioles or the Tigers or the Twins who are still down. They've played a difficult schedule.
Yeah, I mean, Simeon, Bichette, Guerrero right at the top. Like, it's really good. And the fans that did go to Guaranteed Rate yesterday were making noise. Carmen was in there. He took some kids there. Like, and this is like you were out at your anniversary dinner, so you missed this stuff. Like, Rodon didn't have his best stuff. But he found like the second gear when he was getting in trouble. They were down 1-0 early in the second inning is when Toronto scored the run. But he kept them at bay and he kept wiggling out of things. I want to bring this up last night on the broadcast with Rodon facing Bo Bichette in the fifth inning.
Rodon ready. Another 2-2. Got him looking. 100 on the fastball.
100.
Inside corner. Out number two recorded.
Don't even know what you should say about that 100-mile-an-hour pitch for the first time this year from Carlos Rodon, I believe. He has not thrown 100, but if he ever needed it and needed to command it, that was it. Right on the inside corner, Bichette hurt.
So I thought that part was fantastic.
Reached back and got a little extra.
Yeah. And Stoney was pointing that out all game. Like, I don't even think he was starting to throw 97 early. He was like at 93, 94. Mm-hmm. Then he reached back on some times. And I thought it was another example of how good Carlos Rodon has been. That even when he's not great like he has been in some of these other games, he still found a way to wiggle through five innings against a really good offensive team and give up one.
That's growth.
That's growth.
That is growth.
And it's why the White Sox are really good and why I think they're completely legit with that rotation. Now, Lance Lynn tonight, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, you just go Rodon, you go into Lynn, you know, you have Giolito and Cease and
Keuchel
and Kopech when healthy and everything like that. So it was 1-0, bottom of the seventh inning, and that's when Carmen left.
Well, he had a 9-year-old, or what, a 2 9-year-olds and an 8-year-old with him?
Yes.
Is that what he had?
So he and his daughter, who's not really into the game, she wanted to leave early. We talked more about it in detail on Crosstalk Unhinged. This is just me. And look, if you want to leave a game early because you're with kids or something comes up, by all means, I'm not saying you go to a game and you stay to the bitter end. Do what you want.
I
am a little scarred because my mom was one of those people who she would take me to games often. She would also take me away from the game often. We would leave in the sixth and seventh inning.
You don't want to get caught in traffic.
I'm very scarred. Yes. I'm very, very scarred about that, okay? Mad. But Carmen left in a 1-0 game after Take Me Out to the Ball Game. My only issue with that is, why not leave then after the bottom of the sixth? You're already trailing. My rule of thumb is, if you're trailing and you're rooting for the home team, you stay until that team bats.
That's a good rule for you and Berger.
And it's not me and Berger. I just think it makes sense. Why are your teams chasing? Why'd you stay for the top of the seventh?
Because the kids were still having fun. Well, then they wanted to leave.
So then if you've stayed for 6.5 innings, let's wait for one more half inning, and let's see what could happen in the bottom of the seventh. Maybe it's this.
A drive the other way. Well hit. It's going to go. A home run. Andrew Vaughn. Ties it up at 1.
Yeah, and the kids are hearing the fireworks in the car, not in the ballpark, not seeing it, not seeing Andrew Vaughn tie the game up, the crowd going crazy.
Well, look at you petitioning for Father of the Year awards over there. Maybe his daughter was done earlier.
BS.
Well, maybe they kept his daughter there longer than she even wanted to be there.
I'm calling BS. If you were at a game with Mason and or Braxton, there's no way that you would let us give you crap for leaving early. You'd be like, I got kids. This one's running all over the place.
Yes.
This one's cranky.
I'm not saying that you shouldn't leave early. I'm saying that if you do leave early and your team is trailing, the last thing you see should be your team batting just in case they tied up or key. Now, look, here's the other way. This is like know your situation in a football game. There's a lot of etiquette to this fan stuff. Waddle, I know you played. You're not in this.
I'm not.
Let's say the White Sox are up 4-0, okay? So now the top half of the seventh is more interesting because you're protecting the lead. So after they get the Blue Jays out in the top of the seventh, and they're protecting the 4-0 lead, then you leave.
Because this is a great idea for me and a couple of other adults. When I'm with my kids, you throw all of those rules out, and you leave when the kids are tired.
You scar your kids.
No, you don't.
They know they should still be there.
Braxton is climbing all over the extra seats, and you've got to chase him down. You've got Mason with ice cream all over his face and sticky fingers and all this kind of stuff. You're taking their asses out of that stadium so damn fast.
It may be true, but I leave at the right place at the right time. That's all I'm saying.
I think you go when the kids dictate.
You're trying to tell someone else how to parent.
Policy. I do.
I think you're trying to teach someone else how to parent.
Longtime guy with no kids here at the station. If there's one thing I've learned is y'all use your kids as for excuses for everything.
You wait, Black.
No, and I'm giving that helping right back at you because Carmen did the right thing. You would think that we'd say, oh, you got to stick it out. No. You got the kids that are annoying. I get it. The whole deal.
I think his daughter wanted to leave several innings prior to that. He's allowed to leave.
There's kids. You leave the game.
And his son's friend wanted to stay a little longer.
That's it.
I just want to make sure you're hearing me. I'm not against leaving early.
If they're losing, you stay till here. If they're losing, you stay till there.
Hey, guys, we just sang. Let's see if the White Sox can score here. They're down 1-0, and then we take off. We take off after 3 more outs.
But when kids get bored, they get bored, right?
You famously told people, and I agree with you 100%, you be a fan the way you want to be a fan.
Look, there's no penalty. I'm not taking Carmen's tickets away for next game.
I'm not saying that he shouldn't
stay in the suite again.
Was he in the suite?
Yeah, he was in the old press box. I think they're the club suites. Look, there's no penalty. I'm not fining him. I was surprised as Carmen's a diehard Sox fan. They're chasing a run. It's getting late. that you just eke out another half inning and see your team bat before you leave in the top of the
eighth. He'll come back later and go to another couple games and maybe stay.
He missed a classic. Missed a classic. That's it.
That's the risk you take.
Was he upset about missing the classic?
He was not upset at all. Yeah. Right. Sylvie was mad.
Yeah, exactly.
Sylvie was
Carmen's
upset.
In the right.
Carmen was fine.
Do whatever you Carmen need to do. No, take no, the kids home.
I am scarred. My mom all the time. There's going to be a long line on the L, Mark. We got to get in line now. Very angry growing up. I was an early dinner guy, too. We ate at like 4:30 or 5. Why the hell are we eating at 4:30 or 5? I have been scarred through my years from all of this stuff, so I'm vocal about it.
How often was there really a timely come-from-behind Cubs home run to lead?
No, we may have seen like a Kingman home run though in an 8-1 game against the Phillies. Yeah. Bill Buckner would come through.
I think those were the days when you wanted games to be seven innings long if you were a Cub fan, right? Listen, I've gone through this a few times. You want to leave? Leave. I'll just stay. People do what they gotta do.
Does anyone out there? I know I'm in the minority. I'm not telling you shouldn't leave when your kids want to leave.
Yes, you are.
I am saying that there's a time and a place on the early when it's 1-0 White Sox trailing. You got to stay until the home at bat.
You just said one thing, and in the next breath, you violated what you just said.
And if it's 5-0 White Sox, you leave after the top of the seventh after you go.
How about
Garrett
you
Crochet
leave whenever the
down
F you want to leave?
All right, 3-3-2-3-7-7-6. What are your fan do's and don'ts
with kids
Right. I'm not saying that it's wrong. I get it. I'm a dad. You'll be there one day too. You hear me, Mr. Black? I'm not talking to Pat. I'm talking to you. You hear me, because you will know. You think it's an excuse now until you have kids. Swaddle and Sylvie.